News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Let's turn to some more positive news now. 359 new cases of COVID-19. That is the lowest number of confirmed cases since mid-December, although sadly 14 further deaths yesterday. We are joined by Paul Moyna, Professor of Immunology and Director of the Kathleen Lonsdale Institute for Human Health Research at Maynooth University. Paul, I'm looking at the front page of the Irish Independent here. The headline reads, "New hope that virus is in retreat as numbers fall." Is that a realistic hope, do you think?
It was a really good sign yesterday. Obviously, numbers are low. That may somehow have been attributed to sort of a weekend effect where people tend not to show up for tests. So it'd be interesting to see what the numbers are. Certainly week on week, so if you look at that 7-day average, that's decreasing. Maybe not as quickly as we would like, but certainly decreasing week on week. And certainly if you look at some of the other indicators in terms of hospitalization and numbers in ICU, they're certainly trending in the right direction as well. So I think we're certainly moving in the right direction.
Is that just in Ireland, or are we seeing that across the globe? I mean, I'm interested in you because you right from the very start, when we were talking to you a year ago, you were talking about seasonal aspects to this, and you were speculating that there might be seasonal aspects, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere. Are we going to get a seasonal boost in the coming weeks and months, do you think?
I think, Shane, that's probably going to be our friend. Like, last, I think sometimes when we see things going really bad, I think we're probably too hard on ourselves. And when it goes really well, it's not totally due to our behaviour. Like, for example, last year, you know, we got numbers very, very low. And I know we're often criticised in terms of maybe letting that opportunity sort of pass us by. But the reality is winter comes. And I think in this case, in the case of this virus, like other coronaviruses, I think there's clear signs of seasonality. So I think as we enter now, and especially enter maybe towards May, June time, we should see a bounce and we should see, positive trends and numbers decreasing very significantly. So in natural waning, certainly not disappearing, but certainly I think it will help us in terms of getting numbers down. So I'd be looking forward to May, June time. And again, if you look at the profile from last year, the circumstances are a little bit different in terms of variants now. But I think certainly if you look at last year, that'll probably give us a good indication in terms of trends for this year. But on top of that, we have the vaccine rollout.
That's got to be making a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is, certainly is, Shane. We already see that it's beginning to make, for example, in healthcare workers, we already see it making a very, very significant difference. So I think vaccines are certainly our way out of this. And I think as we roll out the vaccination program, we're going to see enormous positive effects in terms of probably reducing transmission as well, but especially in terms of directly protecting people and the vulnerable groups. I think we're going to see those effects very quickly.
What about this Johnson & Johnson vaccine due to be approved by the European Medicines Agency next week? Why are people so excited about this vaccine?
Mainly, Shane, because it's a single dose vaccine. So all of the other vaccines today require two doses, even though they have been shown to be very effective even after and very early after the first dose. But for full efficacy, two doses are required. So with the Johnson & Johnson, a single dose is required. Also in terms of its ease of storage, distribution, administration, again, that lends itself to very high rates of vaccination. So that's going to really make a big difference. And I know Ireland is expecting quite a large number of those vaccines. So that will certainly increase our rate of vaccination. And that's something we had, for example, for the over 70s, we had originally intended to use the AstraZeneca vaccine. And again, the rates are sort of are slowed a little bit because we've subsequently decided not to use that because of the phase 3 data. And the AstraZeneca is a little bit like the Johnson & Johnson in terms of how it works, and it's very effective after the first dose, and you can leave it up to 12 weeks before the second dose. And I noticed yesterday France has decided to use that vaccine now for the over 65s, and I think that's something probably we will revisit and probably need to revisit to see if we can increase the rate of vaccination of the older people.
A couple of quick things before we let you go. How worried are you about the various variants? The Brazilian one, the South African one. Could that be a fly in the ointment in terms of the vaccines?
To a degree, it could be, Shane. So there's some suggestions that the variants may be able to bypass some of the vaccines. But when we say bypass, it may lead to a situation where maybe some people are infected. But the line, I think, that hasn't been drawn as of yet, and we haven't gone beyond this, is in terms of seen people who've been previously infected or vaccinated getting very seriously ill. Because yesterday there was a really important report coming out. So when we're infected with a virus, we get two types of immunity. We produce antibodies, but we also trigger this T-cell immunity. And what has been shown is that in the case of all the variants, the T-cell immunity is still completely intact. And that's really, really positive news in terms of the vaccines protecting us against serious illness, against all the variants. So that's really good news.
Oh, that is good news. Just before I let you go, and look, I know crystal ball gazing with COVID is just impossible. It's an infection that has made fools of all of us at this stage. I thought we'd be out by September. We'll be out by September, maybe 2021. But if we're chatting in June or mid-June and 82% of the adult population is vaccinated, has at least one vaccine at this point, we are going to be in a much, much different place, aren't we?
I think in June we're going to be in a very good place. This is my own personal view, Jane. I think we're going to be in a very good place. I think in terms of vaccines, we've rolled out very significantly, a very significant number of people vaccinated at that time. Again, if seasonality, and it does emerge to be a key factor, which I think it will be, I think the numbers will be very, very low. I think long-term, Shane, then as we move in towards the autumn, it's really, really important we have as many people vaccinated as possible by September. October time. So I think long term we're probably looking at a situation where the virus will become endemic. You'll probably see outbreaks during the winter months, but importantly most people will be protected through vaccination and natural infection. Some people will get ill, unfortunately some people will die, but again the numbers I think will be quite low and it'll probably resemble sort of a more flu type scenario than each year. So in the immediate term, especially over the summer months, I think we'll be in a very good place. But again, we need that the vaccination programme rolled out to as many people as possible by next winter.
OK, Professor Paul Moynagh from Maynooth University, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Kira, I always feel better after hearing from Paul Moynagh, I have to say.
I always do as well. I find him massively, massively measured and reassuring, yeah. And all that. He is a pleasure to listen to.